I was wrong. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel is all about comprehensible input. For this content to be useful to you for comprehensible input to improve your listening skills and eventually your speaking ability, the content needs to be interesting. It needs to be relevant to you. So today I have a discussion, something I've been thinking about for a long time. What I say here today is not prescriptive. I'm not telling you what you need to do. I offer it as food for thought. I hope you find it interesting, because if it's interesting, then it will be more useful to you as comprehensible input. So what was I wrong about? I think I was wrong about AI. I think it's important to admit when we are wrong. We make decisions every day, and humans make mistakes. We make decisions that turn out to be not very adaptive, not very helpful. In previous videos, I poo-pooed AI. I pointed out that I was not impressed with AI-created online content. I pointed out that I wasn't planning on using AI to learn languages, but the more I thought about this topic, the more I realized that ignoring AI and remaining ignorant about it would be very maladaptive on my part. I did a little investigation, of course, online, and I spoke with some friends about this topic. I concluded that I was mistaken. I realized that AI is a very dynamic topic, and the AI of today is not going to be very similar to what it will be able to do in the future. I pointed out that I had been told that when it comes to new technology, don't be the first to do something and don't be the last. Now, that strategy sounds pretty solid. The advantage of taking that approach would be that you would avoid the problems with trying to learn something new. You would avoid spending time on this new technology, and you would avoid mistakes in the implementation of the new technology. Unfortunately, that don't be the first and don't be the last puts you in the middle of the crowd. Don't be the first to use a new technology is not the anthem of an innovator. It is not the way of the early adopter. As we embrace new technology like AI, we have to become comfortable with the fact that we are going to make mistakes. We are going to take wrong turns. We're going to do things that are a waste of time, but it's part of the process. It's part of the experience. It's part of the learning. Considering this topic got me thinking about how we learn new things. How we learn languages, for instance. How do we wrap our heads around something new and develop knowledge and skill in that new area? Should we study the basics, whatever the basics are? In the past, there was a lot of common advice given to language learners to study the basics. What's that? Vocabulary and grammar. But people watching this video would know that I judge that as being boring and not very productive. I am much more interested in acquiring a language with comprehensible input as opposed to studying grammar and vocabulary. When it comes to studying the basics in the area of artificial intelligence, one could take courses on machine learning. One could learn to program in Python. Both of these approaches are recommended as the basics for learning AI. What I am trying to figure out is what I need to learn so that I can use AI in the future. I am leery of studying the basics because it looks to me to be very time-consuming and perhaps not providing the kind of yield that I would like for my time spent? What are other options? If we're not going to study the basics, what could we study? Well, it could be OJT. What's that? OJT is a casual expression in English. It stands for on-the-job training. That is, if one is working and using AI, the use of it at work can drive the learning process. Many times in my career, I've learned technology based on the needs of a project. When I was doing a project, the very nature of the project required me to learn new skills, and the needs of the project drove me to build those skills and thus improve myself. This project-driven learning is what I am thinking about for AI. Decades ago, one of my mentors gave me a strong recommendation that if I wanted to learn something new, I should buy plane tickets. This was decades ago. This was before online opportunities were as robust as they are today. But I took his advice as good advice. I followed those recommendations. I bought a lot of plane tickets. When I was trying to learn a new technique, I would get in touch with an expert in the field and look for opportunities to go visit these people. When I was working in a research laboratory at Bethesda near Washington, D.C., I would literally walk across the street to the NIH campus to speak with experts in the field and get new ideas. This resulted in some collaborations that were very helpful. Over the years, these visits to other experts in the field by way of buying plane tickets were not always tangibly beneficial. I found that they were all rewarding, but it was sometimes difficult to establish exactly how much benefit I accrued from a given trip. When I joined the faculty at UC Davis, I can remember within a few days, I went to the office manager in our department and requested a computer that I could use. Her response was an interesting one. She asked, "Why?" It turned out that none of the faculty in our department had a computer. This was decades ago, of course. She assured me that I didn't need a computer. She pointed out that the clerical staff had computers for word processing, and beyond that, she looked at computers as something completely unnecessary. I persisted, and shortly, I had a computer, which I used for many years. I used it for data management, and of course, I used it for correspondence. I used it as a word processor. Only a few years later, every faculty member in our department had at least one computer. Times were changing. I see a parallel between that era of getting computers in offices and our modern-day relationship with AI. In both cases, the computer on the desk and the AI available to us now, these are powerful tools, but we have to learn how to use them and find the uses that make them valuable to us. So I have concluded that when I said that I was not rushing into AI and that I was going to keep an eye on it, that is, I was going to pay attention to it, but as an observer, I was mistaken. I need to embrace it and learn a lot more about it. The flip side of that, there's an expression in English, the flip side, in other words, the other way of looking at this, is I don't want to go crazy and spend all my time obsessing about AI and get nothing else done. I need to have some semblance of balance to where AI doesn't take over my life. To do this, I need a plan. I need to have a clear path for myself to learn about AI to develop skills in AI, to develop ideas of how AI can be useful without turning it into a gigantic time sink. A time sink is an activity that just requires huge amounts of time. So I've decided that I need a plan, but what's that plan going to be? Do I need to become certified? Do I need some sort of certification in AI? Some people do. Certification is a way of establishing accountability. There are many people in many fields who are certified, but who are dangerous because they're not very good at what they do. Certification is an attempt to establish a minimum level of qualification. It's an attempt to create accountability, but it's not perfect. Certification doesn't ensure success. In the modern era, it helps us compete. The world in which we live is a competitive world. We compete with each other for resources. We compete with each other for jobs, for positions on faculties, or for positions in companies. On YouTube, I compete with other YouTube channels for subscribers, for views. Looking at my situation, I have determined that at this point, it does not appear that I need any certification in AI. I do need to become more familiar with the tools of AI, and I need to understand how I could use those tools to accomplish things that I want to accomplish in my life. Should I take an online course? There are a lot of online courses available. Coursera is a source of online training in AI. IBM has online training. ChatGPT has a learning mode within the ChatGPT platform. ChatGPT will teach you how to use ChatGPT. One could watch YouTube videos that strive to teach us about AI. I've looked at some of those, and I find they're all over the place. I have learned some useful information from YouTube videos, but again, I don't want to spend all my time watching videos about this topic. I saw several recommendations that in order to really get the most out of AI, one should learn to program in Python. Over the years, I've learned several programming languages. I don't use any regularly at this point, but I used to program in several different languages in the past, so it's not a foreign concept to learn a programming language. I wasn't surprised that someone recommended learning Python, but at the same time, I'm not going to quickly enroll in a class to learn Python. I'm not sure for my purposes it's necessary. We will see. I want to keep an open mind about that. I'm keeping that as an open question. So as I start this project of learning more about AI, will I be wasting my time? Absolutely. Because making mistakes and wasting our time is frequently part of the process. If we don't know much about something new and we start learning about it, we're going to learn a lot of things that are not necessary. We're going to make a lot of mistakes, and it's just part of the process. For language learners, that's something we need to get comfortable with. When we listen to spoken language or read something in our target language, we may misunderstand it. We may make a mistake on the input side. We may misunderstand a grammatical structure and then eventually use it incorrectly, only to find that mistake and have to correct it later. When we speak with other people in our target language, we are going to use words incorrectly. We're going to pronounce words incorrectly, and we're going to make grammatical mistakes. That's part of the process. Some people have put a lot of emphasis in language learning on having other people correct us. I've stopped short of asking for that kind of help, since a lot of language learning occurs at the subconscious level, and our ability to keep going has a lot to do with our attitude. I have not sought out opportunities to get a bunch of negative feedback from other people. I would prefer to tolerate my mistakes, realize they're part of the process, and learn more naturally without a lot of negative reinforcement. When it comes to learning about AI, I simply realize that I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to waste my time sometimes. Not everything I do will have a clear payoff. If I register for an online class in AI, will I stick with it to the very end? Or might I quit in the middle of the course? Might I just give up? It depends. When I was growing up in the United States, quitting was considered a very negative behavior. We were taught that perseverance was virtue. We were taught that quitting was very bad indeed. It turns out that's an oversimplification. In order to be successful in a demanding long-term endeavor, quitting can torpedo the project. I get that. On the other hand, if we find ourselves in a class, in a course, that is taking us in the wrong direction, that is gobbling up a lot of our time, and we see no evidence that it's going to actually benefit us, sometimes the best choice is to quit. Put it aside. The trick is to know when to quit. I admit that I've got a little bit of psychological baggage because as I was growing up, if someone was called a quitter, that had a very negative connotation. I didn't want to be a quitter. I wanted to be a winner. I wanted to have that virtue of staying power to get the job done. Stick with it to the end. In the 20th and 21st century, in American culture, stubbornness is considered a virtue. I have realized that if I choose to enroll in a class to learn about AI, I may find that it's best to quit that course rather than stubbornly continue to the very end. As I pursue this new phase of learning about AI and folding it into my daily use, will I have regrets? My assumption is yes. I assume that there will be many things I do which in the final analysis will not be very beneficial. I will make mistakes, but I've accepted that. Now, you will not see a radical change in the platform here on Input English. My plan is to continue making these personal videos where I talk to you, one human being to another, using this method of YouTube video communication. A friend of mine uses AI to generate conversations. I've watched his videos and I have to marvel at how well they are done. He converses with an AI and the conversations that he has published have been very natural and very representative of well-spoken English. I have no specific plans to fold that into my production schedule here, but at the same time, I recognize that I don't have videos with conversations. I have videos with stories and discussions, but I don't have conversations between two people. This may be a way of using AI in the long run to augment what I am doing. Another possible use that I would like to explore is using AI for conversation as I transition more to output. As you know, the Input English channel is all about input. But the goal of language learning in the long run is actually output. I was taught by the work of Marvin Brown and then later by Pablo Roman that if we get enough input, then output will be the natural result. But that said, one still needs to transition to output. One still needs to be comfortable producing that language. I've talked about this in other videos. Since I am planning on learning AI with project-driven learning, one of the things I'm going to do is set up a chatbot in ChatGPT so that I can speak with the AI in a conversational mode. Current technology supports that rather well. The third area that I am very interested in and will pursue is prompting. It is clear that the difference between getting a great result, a useful result with an AI versus getting rubbish centers around the prompting. An overly simplistic prompt usually generates worthless output from the AI. It appears that there is a whole science of prompting, and I have much to learn on this subject. So those are the three areas that I'm going to explore. Can I develop an AI approach to video production in the long run that provides some videos that are conversational? Can I use an AI to foster my own transition to more confident output in Spanish and in German? And number three, can I learn how to prompt AIs so well that the results I get are excellent? So what am I going to do going forward? Well, I'm going to use the same methodology that we use learning English here on this channel. Habits. I'm going to establish a habit of doing a little bit of work in AI, learning, and pursuing those three avenues that I am interested in. I haven't figured out a metric for this. I don't have a number of minutes or hours per day, and I'm hesitant to arbitrarily set a metric. I'm going to determine how much of my day should be devoted to this new project. I have not decided whether to take an online course, but I'm not going to take an online course to learn Python at this point in time. I'm going to approach this project with baby steps. I want to do something every day, but it may not be very much, just a baby step or two each day to bring me closer to where I want to be. Around the world, people are thinking about this topic, trying to figure out what they want to do with respect to AI. Again, I'm not trying to be prescriptive. This is food for thought. I invite comments below. I would be very interested in your take on this topic. And of course, if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.